you know, get beaten up or whatever. One complaint about somebody being raped in the area. And again, the flooding area, which is really, to be honest, the cause of what went on, looked out there, it was, didn't seem like a safe place for people to be sleeping under those rains. We had that day where the rain went ran sideways. It was serious rain. Basically felt it was not a safe place for people to be. When the Citizens Committee decided it was not a safe place for people to be sleeping and asked us, you know, what was our view of that and stuff, I gave them my personal view of the matter, and I believe that my view is shared by a majority of the council, but like you said, I can't speak for a majority of the council on an issue where they haven't taken a position. So basically what I was saying was what the existing law was, and the fact that people look the other way for 2 years or a year and a half or whatever it was doesn't mean that there's not a permit system in place, a law in place. And basically it was just letting people know what the situation was, that I did not believe that the city council was somehow going to look the other way under the conditions that we were facing in December.
I have many more questions to ask, but you've been too generous with your time already, so let me hope that at a future time I can ask you questions. I'm interested in the CDBG funding that's coming up, sure, and other topics such as the infamous Drum Out the Drummers law.
And that was Mayor Mike Rutkin on April 17th, 1996, about a month and a half ago, in his office answering questions from me. I actually just stopped into his office to ask him a question about the quote in the Mid-County Post, which you heard me talk about at the beginning of that interview. It is from that interview that I've developed the new logo for Mayor Mike Rutkin. I used to call him Motormouth Mike or RoboCop Rutkin for his directing arrests at city council, but now I'd like, I think I've evolved a new phrase for him, Mythmouther Mike, because he has mouthed so many myths in that interview that it would take an entire show to go through. Indeed, we have discussed those myths in the past, and we will discuss them again. I think we have a new talk show host who's just arrived. Are you a talk show host?
We're Spanish music back
there. But you are here. You're scheduled. You're ready. You're okay. So the Españolas have arrived, and we're going to let them get on with it. We're going to go out on a little bit of music from, I think it's Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary from the 70s. Join me for my regular edition of Bathrobes, Beers, Broadsides, which will probably be on tape because we do have the injunction in the morning, a hearing at 8:30 in Department 8 downtown in the courts, I should say, in the court building at 701 Ocean Street. So join me there, and join the upcoming show that's coming right on. Your name of your show is?
Raquel.
Raquel. Hey, the rest of the gang, for us non-Spanish speakers here. If you want to be on my show, Bathrobes, Beers, Broadsides, give me a call at 423-HUFF and leave a message. Until then, you're listening to 96.3, bless you, FM, here in Santa Cruz. Thanks for being with me.
Born in city grown.
Ah, yeah.
When I left that city life,
yeah.
I found the sun was shining bright. You only get one pass at
life,
just one chance to make it right.
One
time. that's right. Let it hold you in its hands and gently bend. We only get one time.